talking with Seattle writer Ijeoma Oluo. Can we talk a little about Prince? Because you've been tweeting about that today. Prince Rogers Nelson has died, 57 years old.
Yeah, I am still in shock. I'm really sad, and I'm probably going to continue to, you know, go deeper into heartbreak as the day goes on. It's not something that I think I thought was possible. I don't think that a lot of people thought Prince would ever die, and certainly not this soon. The man is magic and has been, and what he has meant to music lovers, to Black people around America and around the world is just unbelievable. His legacy, I don't even think it's been fully measured, because we always thought we would have him. I don't think we ever thought we would have to add up what he meant to us, because I don't think we thought he was going anywhere. You know, there were always these celebrities that we thought maybe we should prepare in case something happens, but I don't think anyone ever thought Prince was going to go anywhere.
What do you mean by what he meant to Black Americans?
You know, to see someone command the screen the way that Prince did, and Prince has always been unapologetically himself. He never let anyone define him. He never let anyone define his Blackness either. And, you know, there is so much pressure on celebrities, especially celebrities of color, to fit into a certain stereotype and to act a certain way so that white audiences and mainstream audiences are more comfortable with how they look. But, you know, we had a flamboyant, hypersexual, incredibly multi-talented artist who would wear pants with the butt cut out because he could, and, you know, made amazing music for artists of all genres, not just his own music. And he never once apologized or explained or felt like he had to have a conversation about it. And it was accepted. Nobody ever questioned it. And the truth is as a Black woman, you know, today, my Blackness is constantly questioned. If I do anything that seems, quote unquote, not quite Black, people are asking me, is this because you're from Seattle? You know, is this because you're light skinned? Nobody ever questioned Prince. And he gave, you know, what we like to call Black weirdos, a sense of freedom that we really hadn't had before.
Are you a Black weirdo?
Yes. Yes, I am. And it's not something I ever sought out. It was just, you know, by nature of being who I am, a 6 foot tall, loud, lispy, artistic, light skinned Black woman, it can be hard to find your place. And I think Prince was one of those people who stood out as a beacon for, you know, your Blackness stands and you can claim it and nobody can ever take that from you.
I'll tell you, as a white guy American, I feel like we share this thing with from Prince that we want artists to be, which you're talking, we want an artist to be, as you said, unapologetic. Be yourself. Be weird. Make me uncomfortable. And maybe especially as a white guy, we want to be brought along too, right? It was all in the service of all of us having a good time and dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that, you know, he really did bring a lot of people together. And
politics, by the way, not just dancing, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people didn't quite realize what they were doing. I think a lot of people who never thought that they would be rocking out to a Black dude in purple leather were. And I think that that was a wonderful moment. I don't know anybody, I have yet to meet anyone who said they didn't like Prince. You know, that was definitely a conversation that was always fun and safe to have. And the influence that he had of artists of all races, I think, is also incredibly important. He made music more cool. He made music better. And he made it better for everyone. And I think that's going to be, you know, his lasting legacy.